Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, the privilege, Lord, to be here this evening, Lord, to hear the Word of God taught. And Father, Holy Spirit, please come, please open our hearts, help us to understand it, Lord, make it a part of our lives. We love you. Use our preacher now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, take your Bibles, turn to Proverbs chapter 26. Proverbs chapter 26. Here on Wednesday nights, we started a new series about 6 weeks ago. And it's a study in the book of Proverbs. Now, the book of Proverbs is a little different. It's not line upon, and by the way, I don't teach line upon line, precept upon precept, verse after verse, word by word. I like topics. And so we'll get into that in a little bit. But Proverbs is a very interesting book. It is a book of wisdom. And I taught you the first week you can read through the book of Proverbs once a month by reading it one chapter a day according to the day on the calendar. For instance, today's the 6th. How many of you have started that, and that's the first time you've tried that? Would you raise your hand? I know a few of you have, about half a dozen of you. And you can read through the book of Proverbs that way. You can read 5 chapters a day and read through it in a week. And I did that for years. I have read the book of Proverbs well over 500 times, easily. And I think it's closer to 1,000, but I can document well over 500. I have memorized about 700 verses in the book of Proverbs, not by just sitting down to memorize, just by reading it so much. You say, why? Because I need wisdom. But Proverbs is also a book of warning. You'll notice Proverbs are done kind of in a negative, and then it states it in a positive. A negative and then a positive. A negative and a positive. So what we're going to kind of do as we go through different topics, I'll teach an entire topic, and then we'll go back and probably teach the opposite, coming back through on the positive side. For instance, tonight we'll finish up Characteristics of a Fool. Anybody want to guess what the next few weeks is going to be about? Characteristics of a wise man. There you go. And we're going to kind of go back and forth with different topics that way from time to time. Now, all of us have moments of foolishness. Just because you have a moment of being foolish doesn't qualify you necessarily as a fool. When foolish characteristics become a part of your habitual life, that's when you become a fool. Again, all of us are going to have moments where, I don't even have to ask it. I was going to say, how many of you have done something foolish recently? But you have, all right? Some of us have done more than others. But now, let me say right here, we all have those occasional moments, but they don't have to be our lifestyle. These characteristics are for someone who has made foolishness a way of life. So we have gone through 3 weeks. I have given you 28 different verses in reference to characteristics of a fool. Tonight we're going to pick up with number 29 and finish with number 35. We'll get through it, I believe, on time tonight. But don't hold me to that. You don't know what time it is anyway. All right, Proverbs chapter 26, look at verse number 3. A whip for the horse and a bridle for the ass and a rod for the fool's back. Now, this is the principle I want you to get. Fools only do right when they're forced to do so. A foolish person only does right when they're forced to do so. The bridle of a horse is there for you to guide the horse. And if it doesn't want to go where you want it to go, you jerk on the reins a little bit, and they might even not pull their head all the way around and keep on going, but you'll get them to where they're going. The Bible says that there's a whip for a horse. If they don't want to get going, whip that thing, and he'll get up, you know, yeah, yeah, and they'll kick it in gear for you. Bridle for the ass, and then a rod for a fool's back. Now, we said last week we were all born into foolishness. Bible talks about that the rod drives it. We're all as a child, and we drive the foolishness, that's the rod of correction, from them. Young people become foolish when they have to be forced to do right. Adults become foolish when you have to force them to do right. Now, I realize when kids are little, that's ongoing. There's some parts of that that's simplicity, not foolishness. I get that. But when you know the difference between right and wrong, and you're able to assimilate right from wrong on a real scale, by the time you hit your teen years, you ought to know what's right and wrong, and it shouldn't take that long to figure it out. Okay? And when people have to force you to do right, well, I just don't see it that way. As we said Sunday night, you're not the authority. Who cares? Doesn't matter how you see it. Let me bring it down to where we live. When you only do right when you see the police officer's car, it's foolish. Ouch. If every time you see a police officer's car, the first thing you do is hit the brakes, you're living in foolishness. I don't change what I'm doing. Now, if the lights are on, I'll hit the brakes, as it was about a little before 6 o'clock this morning when I was on my way to the church. There was two county sheriffs going through town about 80 miles an hour. I could see the lights coming, no sirens on. So I stopped and let them fly past me. I knew they weren't chasing me because I wasn't driving that fast. Drivers who only do right when they see an officer are foolish drivers. And by the way, there's a power that comes with driving. Amen, young people? And there's that temptation to do wrong. And it's not if, it's when you do wrong. Because you will do wrong. That temptation will take you. Can I tell you something? Let me help every one of you. You ought to be around people that you don't have to force to do right. Brother Greg, she's clean on the other side. She said she didn't want to sit by you.
I can take a hint.
Now, wait a minute. You shouldn't spend time with people that are constantly having to be forced to do right. Boys and girls, young people, listen to me. If somebody won't listen to their mom and dad, won't listen to the Sunday school teacher, won't listen to the preacher, they probably ought not be your close friend. If they have to be forced into doing what's right all the time, if they only do right because somebody's watching and behind the scenes, they're saying, well, look what I do when I'm not at church. Look what I do when I'm not with my mom or dad. Those are the kind of people you stay away from. They're fools. They're going to destroy you. Now, you have to understand something. This old preacher's been around the block a few times. I know what I'm talking about. When you go to work, when the employee says, we'll do right as long as the boss is here, but when the boss is gone, we're going to do it this way. That's foolish. You're setting yourself up for destruction. It's not just for young people. Stay away from people who only do right because they're forced to. Everybody look at me. I love you. When young people leave home, you find out what they really are.
That's right.
If they only live biblical standards because mom and dad forced them to, they're foolish. How about they do it because God said so? I'm talking about standards of music, dress standards, standards of separation, standards of friendship, standards of every different type of standard. One of the reasons I believe it's important for every young person to go to Bible college for a year is so that they can find out what they are in a somewhat controlled atmosphere so that when they falter a little bit, they're not going to be destroyed. You're going to find out what you're made out of. Now, some rise up above and make it their way before they ever leave home. But you find out what they are. Mom and dad, it's not easy waiting to find out where they're going to land. Trust me, been there 3 times with my own. But I always tell parents, just trust what you taught them. We're going to find out what they are. Here's where it's put to the test. Here's where we're going to find out whether it's theirs whether it's somebody else. And you got to do that. You say, what is that? That's why you teach them what's right. If they don't choose it, it's their own foolish way. God doesn't hold you accountable as a parent if your grown children mess up. You've taught them what's right. They have to make the right decisions from there. You're not the failure. I know pastors who have had grown children make mistakes, and preachers around the country say, oh, you ought to resign your church. You didn't rule your house well. They got a hole in their head big enough to drive twin Mack trucks. I have no control over any adult, including my own children. When they leave home, they leave my influence, they leave my ruling, so to speak, and they're on their own and accountable to God. Now, I'm there to help them if they want. We'll move on. That's a little tough. Proverbs chapter 26, verse number 7. The legs of the lame are not equal. So is a parable in the mouth of fools. The word parable there means wisdom. It is a story of wisdom. Okay? Therefore, the principle is this. Fools will twist wisdom to pervert the truth. Fools are always looking for a way to twist the truth. They want to sound intelligent. They want to know more than the teacher knows. They know more than the preacher knows. They know more than mom and dad know. Isn't it amazing how every 15-year-old knows how to rear kids? Man, when I become a parent, I'm never going to do that. I'll promise you one of the first words out of your mouth, you're going to say, where'd that come from? I'll promise you. Because you're going to find out they're wiser than you thought they were. Let me say it this way. Oh, here's what a fool will do. You could do it one time. It won't hurt you.
That's wrong.
That's foolishness. Well, I know some. I've done it this many times. It hasn't hurt me. So you could do it once. It won't hurt you. Oh, I hear that often from people. I can associate with these people one time. It won't hurt me. Then what happens? Atheists are fools by saying questions like this. Can God make a rock that even God can't pick up? That's an unanswerable question. And I'll preach Sunday. And by the way, there are people that think they're intelligent because they can ask a question like that. I always say, God can do anything. And to prove that, he let you be as stupid as you are right now. And they'll look at me. That is not the answer they're expecting. You see, don't listen to fools, quote unquote, present truth in teaching or in preaching, because they're going to pervert it. When somebody gets up and reads out of a different Bible, they're perverting truth and they're a fool. Don't you think a perfect, holy, righteous God is able to say what he wants to say and doesn't need man to rewrite it and mess it up?
You're right.
See, preacher, you take a pretty hard stand on that. Hang on, it's going to get harder. We don't need man's interpretation of the Word of God. Isn't it always, I laugh at this, they call me an ignorant fundamentalist. But isn't it funny that all the smart people need an easier Bible to understand?
Right.
Well, this is easier to understand. If you're so smart, why don't you take the tough one? King James Bible was written at the fourth grade reading level. It's not real hard. Can I tell you what the problem is? They're not saved and don't have the Holy Spirit. Ouch. Now, you be careful who you listen to. I know they sound real suave and debonair on the radio. Chucky Stanley and Chuck Swindoll and all these guys. But they don't use the right Bible. And if they're not using the right Bible, why listen to them?
Yes, sir.
Well, they sound so smart. That's what they said about Obama.
Yeah.
Look where that got us. That's what they said about Nancy Pelosi. That's what they said about Bernie Sanders. They're just so smart. Well, I'll take the dumb one we got in the office right now because he's doing a pretty good job.
Amen.
For the first time in 18 years, there's more jobs than there are people unemployed.
Amen.
And he's only been in office 502 days. Wonder how that happened. Shazam. Folks, be careful. Young people, listen to this very carefully. Be careful. I'm death on public universities. Can I tell you why? Because there's a bunch of fools teaching there. Fools can only take a certain amount of truth and then they twist it. Well, isn't it amazing? Smart people believe in evolution. Something that's not even true or real. Unprovable. Breaks every law of nature and God. Every one of them. And they say they're smart. You really want to listen to people that really believe that? And you think they're going to teach you something? Be careful who you listen to. That's like saying the Little League has to sponsor Mickey Mantle to teach him how to play baseball. Somebody inferior telling somebody who is superior what is superior. Doesn't work. I got to hurry up. Number 31, because y'all can't take much more on that one. Here we go, verse number 8. Proverbs chapter 26, verse number 8. As he that bindeth a stone in a sling, so is he that giveth honor to a fool. I love this one. You men are going to love this one. Ladies, you'll have to put up with it. Honoring a fool is like using blanks for self-defense. Honoring a fool is like using blanks for self-defense. Do you all know what shooting blanks is? It's a bullet that has no bullet in it. It's just gunpowder. And you pull the trigger and it goes, pow, just like a bullet, but there's nothing coming out. God says, honoring a fool is like binding a stone in a sling. If you tie a stone inside a sling and it's not going to go anywhere. You're firing a blank. Yeah, probably beat yourself to death with it. You don't shoot blanks for self-defense. Well, I'll just scare them. No, you're not going to scare. If you're going to pull the trigger, you better make sure the puppy's loaded and chambered, amen? If the 380 doesn't stop you, the judge is coming behind it, amen? I got 5 shots in the judge with DXM loads. I can fill the hallway with 1 shot, 4 more coming behind it for insurance purposes, amen? Told my wife, just keep pulling the trigger all the way down till it clicks. We'll clean up the mess later. You say, preacher, you believe in violence? I believe in protecting my family.
Amen. That's right.
And I know this, I don't want to enter a fight with blanks.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Honoring a fool is letting wrong be gotten away with and honoring somebody. The word honor doesn't mean just putting a medal on somebody's chest or a ribbon around somebody's neck. The word honor means to make bigger or to continue the success of. Why would you want to continue the success of a fool? Honoring a fool is like them giving the Pulitzer Prize to Obama when he hadn't done anything. Can I tell you what Trump's greatest success has been? Taking all the illegal government action that Obama did and reversing it. Obama got 0 through Congress in 8 years. Not one law. President Trump has reversed everything that was presidential action for the last 8 years. And he has gotten budgets through Congress. And he has negotiated successfully around the world. Oh, you can't impose tariffs on China. He did. And look how they're running to the table. Do you want to know why the North Koreans came back to the table? Because we said we're throwing 25% tariffs on everything coming to America unless you get them to the table. I get moving. The man knows how to do it. Now, You don't honor a fool. Honoring a fool means continuing and make it bigger. Can I tell you something? Don't promote fools. Be careful who you let your kids worship as sports heroes. Most of them are foolish. There's nothing wrong with sports. I get it. I love sports. I love baseball. I love football. I like a little bit of hockey. I admire them. Don't know how to play it. The only good thing about hockey is they get in fights and fall down and break things and they're on ice right away. So it doesn't swell up as bad. That's about the only good thing about hockey I know, that when you fall, bless God, you're on ice right away. No wonder they lay down. I've met professional athletes. I met Tommy Lasorda, one of the most vile human beings you'll ever meet in your life. He used to be the manager of the L.A. Dodgers. Tommy Lasorda told me, he said, Reverend, if the Catholic Church and baptism doesn't get me there and baseball doesn't get me to heaven, guess I'm going to burn in hell. I said, yes, you will. He said, I don't need anything else, don't want anything else. He said, baseball's my religion. I said, Tommy, I feel sorry for you. I've met Nolan Ryan. Talked with him. He got saved as a boy in Texas when he was a little boy. About 10 years old, he said. I won a professional hockey player to Christ when I was in South Carolina. He was playing professional hockey. A guy named something Yakovenko is his last name. I can't even pronounce his first name. But his last name was Yakovenko. A Russian guy. I stood at his door and won him, one of his friends, and his girlfriend to Christ in South Carolina. Can I tell you something? Professional athletes don't intimidate me and don't impress me. They really don't. They're overpaid goons. Did you ever listen to most of these NBA players? They can't even talk. Drives me insane. Most of them aren't worth 2 cents to shoot them. Making millions of dollars to go out and kill a pig, turn it into a ball, blow it up with air, and throw it through a hoop at the end of the pasture. And they think they're something. What good has it done? Who have they kept out of hell? Who have they gotten into heaven? Well, they got on TV and said, I thank God for the health to be able to do what I did. And who got saved because of that? Nobody. Not a one. Moving on. Proverbs chapter 26, verse number 9. You might want to shut that door because they cannot handle what I'm about to say. That much I'm sure of. Proverbs chapter 26, verse number 9. As a thorn goeth into the hand of a drunkard, so is a parable in the mouth of a fool. Fools turn truth into thorns. Fools turn truth into thorns. Most everybody in here that's a teenager or older will understand this. Did you know you can't hurt a drunk? You really can't. They don't feel pain. They're so numb from the alcohol. Same thing with drug addicts. My son works at security for University of Kentucky Hospital, and he put 8 hours in at one hospital. He said, Dad, they had 5 OTs, and I had to go to the other hospital for a second 4-hour shift today. He said, I got to the second hospital, I walked into the room, and a guy threw a bottle of urine at me. He said, it's a good thing he wasn't a good shot, and good thing I'm fast. I said, that's the kind of guy you want to handcuff and beat him. He said, they don't give me handcuffs. I'm not allowed to beat him. He said, but I promise you one thing. He's not going to throw anything anymore. He said, I picked him up off the ground, threw him into the bed after he hit the wall, and three nurses tied him to the bed. He said, he ain't throwing nothing no more. I thought, man, you're a better young man than I am, because I probably would have just lost my job on that one. Not sure I could have handled that. Now, wait a minute. And by the way, somebody's strung out on drugs. Just a fool. Fools speaking truth means little because no one listens to a fool anyway, except other fools. Fools try to use truth, try to use rules, and try to use policy
against leadership. Let me show you what I mean. Fools are the ones that go through the rule book trying to find the loopholes, trying to find ways to challenge things. Well, officer, did you know that what you did was just as wrong as what I did, so you can't give me a ticket?
That's called foolishness. That's not for you to decide. That's for a judge to decide. You're not the judge. Fools fools take policies. Fools are the ones that say, oh, your mom and dad make you do that? That's really stupid. That's a fool. I can't believe your church does that. That's foolish. Fools make truth sound prickly so that people don't want to do it. If you point people away from truth, you're a fool. I don't care what your last name is. Everybody okay with that one? Doesn't matter if your last name's Bush. If you're pointing people away from truth, it's wrong. Fools look at truth as bad. They don't want to obey. A wise person sees life as God sees it. They're appropriate in all situations. A simple person doesn't understand right from wrong. And then the fool knows what's right and wrong and chooses to do wrong. So a fool purposely chooses to do wrong, and they do that in an effort because they want to be the authority. They want to be like Satan. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit in the seat of the Most High. I will be like God. I will be my own authority. I don't need God telling me what to do. I don't need God's book telling me what to do. Don't need God's man telling me what to do. Don't need my mom and dad telling me what to do. I'll be my own God. That is a fool. Everybody doing okay? Fools look at truth as bad. That's why religious people, they'll believe any Bible except the King James. A few years ago, of course, my wife taught for almost 20 years. Or over 20 years, and she was going to possibly look into substitute teaching in one of the local Christian schools. And they started questioning her. Now, my wife teaches better than most people would understand, more than qualified. And the little sissy britches says, now, what Bible do you use? She said, we only believe in the King James Bible, that's it. She didn't get the job because, well, we have a broader expanse of Bibles here, and we accept all Bibles. She said, obviously you don't because you don't accept the King James only. I was proud of her. Money didn't mean as much as standing on principle. Stand on principle. Fools look at truth as bad. I got to hurry. Number 33, look at Proverbs chapter 26, verse number 10. Oh, I love this next two verses. The great God that formed all things both rewardeth the fool and rewardeth the transgressor. As a dog returneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly.
In other words, leave fools alone and let God take care of them. But I will tell you this about a fool. He'll keep doing the same thing over and over and over again. I love our dog. Little scrawny little beagle. Sissy dog.
I like having the thing around. But every once in a while, she'll eat something that doesn't agree with her, and she'll go out in the yard and irp it up. And I know enough about dogs. If you're not there to pick it up right away, guess what they do? It goes right back down the hatch. You say, preacher, that's gross. That's why I don't let a stupid dog lick my face. Nope, 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 nope. That tongue's been in more places than I want it to be on my face. Mm-mm. Let it lick you all you want, but it's not going to lick me. Now, may I say this? God says he will reward the fool. That sounds like he's going to give him something good.
Did you know that people at the great white throne judgment will receive their reward in hell.
That's right.
It is also a degree of punishment,
amen,
not just a degree of honor.
Yeah.
You would, the Hebrew word reward there is actually the word award. You are going to be awarded that which you were done, what you did in the flesh. You're going to receive the sum total of all the impact of it. Everybody doing okay? Can I tell you something? You don't need to judge a fool.
Let the Bible judge. Let God take it. Vengeance is mine, I will pray, saith the Lord. You don't need to judge a fool. Say why? Because they're going to, if they get by with it this time, that's okay. They'll get caught again.
I believe in justice. I'd rather let somebody go that's guilty than punish somebody that's not. Because the one that got by with it that was guilty, they're going to slip up and do it again. They'll get caught. Every time.
Fools keep repeating folly. As a dog returneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly. By the way, vomit is not one of those things that's a fun thing to do. Amen? It's one of the most vile things a human being has to go through. You shoved it down the hatch and then have to watch it come back up. And it doesn't taste like it did when it went down. Mm-mm. You say, preacher, that's gross. Hang on. Now, I'm one of those people, I don't do it. I hate to throw up. There's only one time I throw up, and that's kidney stones. And it's just too much pain. It's uncontrollable, and I can't stop it. Past that, I promise you, in the 29 years of my wife and I have been married, there hadn't been three or four times other than a kidney stone that I've thrown up. I'll promise you that. And once it was food poisoning on a trip for Thanksgiving or the flu. And we were driving from South Carolina to Ohio and stopped in a hotel for me to be sick all night. Got in the car, drove the rest of the way, and then she got sick on Thanksgiving morning. We share everything. Hopefully just not at the same times. Fools repeat folly because they don't see it as being a problem. They want to be their own authority, so they'll keep doing it again. Sometimes you have to let your kids hurt for their foolishness. You say, why? Because if they get bit hard enough, they won't do it again. Like touching the plug wire on a lawnmower without a screwdriver. You grab a hold of one of those, you never touch it again. Say, how do you know? The foolish child learned very quickly. Fools repeat their folly. They go back to it over and over and over. Okay, don't get mad at me. That's why it's so hard for people to give up cigarettes. It's foolishness. That's why it's so hard to give up drinking. That's why it's so hard to give up drugs.
They keep going back to it. Can I tell you why? Because it's foolish. And they return to the vomit. Proverbs chapter 27. Look at verse number 22. Got 5 minutes to cover the last two. Think I can do it? I doubt it. All right. Proverbs chapter 27. Look at verse number 22. Though thou shouldest bray a fool in a mortar among wheat with a pestle, yet will not his foolishness depart from him.
Now, listen to this very carefully. Braying a fool with a mortar with a pestle. That means, you know what a mortar and pestle is? That's one of those little bowls with a mini billy club that just break things up with. You use them in cooking. You use them in the medical profession for mixing medicines and things. You use them for a lot of different... You're crushing in pulverizing something so that it can be broken down into a different format to be used or changed. The key word there is changed.
Here's the principle. Fools are almost never transformed. Someone who has made foolishness a part of their life almost never transforms.
Brother Stoltz, come on up here for a second. Here's a man that in his 20s, rock and roll, long-haired, drugs, booze, all the things that you don't want your kids to do, he did it. Now he doesn't have any hair and doesn't do rock and roll. Now wait a minute. When he got saved, he didn't know any better. But from the time he got saved, I'll promise you one thing. I don't worry about music as much as he does. He's more sensitive about the wrong type of music than I am. Because he knows what the wrong music is. He played it. He knows it. He smells it out. Now, wait a minute. He got saved out of that. He wasn't saved and gone into it. He came out of it and he's letting it burn the bridge behind him, saying, don't go back there. Christian young people who grow up without it shouldn't be running to what he ran out of.
Right.
Doesn't make sense. Have a seat.
If you were in a building on fire, the first thing you should do is get out. Now, working with firemen when I was at Bible college, they are a different breed. We made fire hose nozzles when I was in college. I worked for Task Force Tips Innovations. And most everybody that worked at the shop were volunteer firemen. And my boss, Stuart McMillan, you'll meet him when we open the new building, since he gave us $165,000, he's flying here.
Stuart McMillan's about 6'8", and his goal was to weigh himself on a scale that was not at the shop. He probably went 350 minimum ever. He's a giant of a fella. Got a head about that big around and bald. It's great for shooting paintballs when you're sitting up in a trinkle, pow, on top of his head. All right? I did that one time, like hitting a watermelon. Thunk. Now, wait a minute. I said, Stuart, you guys are different. I said, you think we Christians are weird. I said, you guys think at a different level. He said, oh, that's easy, Craig. He said, it's real easy to explain. If you watched us at a fire, you pull up, everybody's running out of the building, and we're running in. I said, well, that explains it all right there. You're kind of foolish to run into a fire, though, with no protection, no fire hose, no water, no nothing. Why wouldn't you listen to somebody that came out of the fire? Bible says in the book of Galatians, why turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto you desire again to be in bondage? Why go back to that which bound you the first time? And yet Christian young people who grow up in a Christian home, well, we got to sow our wild oats. Says who? Well, we got to find out what it's really like out there. Why do you want to find out what it's really like out there? Watch Christian young people grow up in church, work on a bus route, see people save, see people's lives change, see the hell that some of these bus kids live in. Then they graduate, go out into the world, and live like what they just came out of, helping people from.
That's right.
Boy, does that make a lot of sense.
Nope.
You yourself are not going to change a fool. Don't try. The only way you help a fool is do not spend time with them. Make them lonely. Don't socialize with them. Bible says, mark them which cause division among you. Forsake them. Don't talk to them. Don't socialize with them. Don't Facebook or social media with them.
What's the birdie one? Twitter. That's the right one. I don't do any of them, so I don't know.
I've used this illustration. I have a whole sermon I preach about stray sheep. Do you know whose job it is to go after stray sheep? It's the shepherd's job. If you as a sheep are going after a stray sheep to try to help that sheep to get them back, guess what? You become stray yourself. Stay in the fold, reproduce in the fold, let the shepherd take care of it. If the shepherd can't get them back, you don't have a chance. I hate to disappoint you. Even a fool cleaned up rarely transforms.
Someone who won't listen financially keeps making the same mistakes over and over and over again. They just use different credit card company.
Look at the drunks. Look at the drug addicts. Look at those who are criminals that are criminals for life. They just can't. Oh, I got a taste of it and I can't get it out of my blood. Foolishness. By the way, I disagree with RU. I disagree with AA and all the others that if you drank alcohol, you're a drunk for the rest of your life. That's a bunch of nonsense. Number 35, and I'm done. I got to hurry up. Look at chapter 29, verse number 9. And I told you I wasn't going to make it right out on time, but that's life. Verse number 9, if a wise man contendeth with a foolish man, whether he rage or laugh, there is no rest.
Here's the principle. Fools wear people out. Fools will wear you out, whether it's in laughter or in rage.
Can I tell you something? Don't match wits with a fool. Brother Stoltz,
you and I have been out soul winning a bunch. I've been out soul winning with a bunch of you. I meet somebody. Well, I'm an agnostic. Okay? That means I'm an idiot and a fool. I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. I'll hand them a gospel tract and I'll say, do you believe that there's a place called heaven and a place called hell and that saved people go to heaven and lost people die and go to hell? No, I don't. Well, read that gospel tract and I'll tell you how to go to heaven. Have a great day. And I leave. I'm not going to stand there and argue with a fool.
Because there's somebody down the street that wants to hear the truth.
Yes, sir. That's right.
I used to enjoy talking to the Jehovah's Witnesses. That's been an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours with those yard birds running them all over the yard. Then I realized it was probably pretty stupid because I spent all that time. I could have been out telling somebody else how to get saved because they weren't going to listen. I don't argue with anybody anymore. If I can't get them to believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, the Son of God, the perfect one, who paid for our sin debt, it's time the Bible says, shake the dust off your feet and go to the next one. I don't spend time arguing with them. A fool will rage and carry on forever and try to wear you down.
Oh, come on, Mom. Just this one time. Come on. Everybody else is... And wear on you, and wear on you, and wear on you, and wear on you. Don't let them do it. It's real easy. No is still no. Which part don't you understand? The N or the O? How many times have my kids heard that statement? No is easier to understand than yes, because no only has two letters, not three.
It's really not that hard. But fools are constantly negative. They're constantly critical. They always see the negative side of things and they wear at you and they wear at you and they wear at you and they keep pushing it and they get angered and they get more angry. In an effort to keep peace, I'll just give in. Wrong answer. I don't give in to fools. There's one thing about this preacher. I am not the best preacher in the world. I have the greatest book in the universe to preach. And I'm not changing what God said. You might change my personality a little bit. I may apologize for my disposition, but I don't apologize for my position. And it's not changed in all these years, in 37 and a half years. It's not going to change now. Fools laugh at sin to wear you down. Young people, fools laugh at things that are sinful to get you to get numb to it.
You know, it took them about 30 years before they started putting the sodomites on television. Started all the way back in the 1970s. John Ritter with Three's Company, posing as a sodomite. now look what you got on TV. In fact, don't look. You can't hardly find anything that doesn't have the sodomites in it.
Say, what happened? We laughed at it. We made it enjoyable. We made it fun. They bring it in again later. They bring it in again later. Bring it in again later. And we all laugh at it. Now, look what we have. Fools are persistent because the only hope they have is that you give in. That's what liberals are. Look how patient liberals have been. One of the most astonishing quotes I heard, I read,
it's from former President Obama. Somebody asked him what he thought of what was taking place in America in the last year and a half, 2 years. This is what the former president said. He said, "I guess America wasn't as ready for the direction I took it as I thought they were." A commie Muslim.
California's in trouble. Their primaries, they're in trouble. Some of the liberals aren't making it. New York's now worried about their liberalism going down the tubes. Can I tell you why? America woke up and found America could be great again. Amen. We didn't have to travel the world telling everybody why we shouldn't have done what we've done all these years. Think about that. You're not going to transform a fool. You're not going to convert Bill and Hillary. You can't convert a fool. Now, I'd witness to them. And then I think we ought to hang them both. I think we ought to sit them in a room and just make them look at each other for a couple years first. Talk to nobody but each other. I'm not sure which one I'd feel sorrier for. Huh. We went through 35 different principles, characteristics of a fool. It's very clear in Scripture. Next week we'll start characteristics of a wise person. May I say this? We all have moments of foolishness. All of us. Pardon? I used barf and vomit tonight. Some of us think we're hot snot on a silver platter, but you're nothing but a cold booger on a paper plate. You're not what you think you are. We all have moments where we've done things contrary, knowing better. But let's not make it a lifestyle. Let's not be guilty of being a fool. Every head bowed, every eye closed. You know, we all need a gut check every once in a while. We all need to check ourselves. We're all in need spiritually.